If you want more leads on autopilot from YouTube, then the YouTube marketing funnel is for you. It's the exact system I've been using for my business and also all of my agency clients' businesses. And if you're new here, comment new and I'll send you the cheat sheet that we're going to be covering today. Now, if you don't know me already, I'm Brad Smith, owner of Automation Links, and I created something called the Professor Method, where it takes you, the entrepreneur, the business owner, or the nonprofit, and it turns you into the professor in your niche. What is the thing that you can educate people and then show them, teach them, and they'll instantly become clients of yours. All right, so let's jump right into it. So this is the YouTube marketing funnel lesson that we're going to be covering today. Lesson one is to become authority, become that professor, become somebody that people search for and remember and come back and learn from, because they will become your clients at one point. Then you need to turn those watchers, those YouTube visitors, those watchers into leads by using lead magnets and different techniques to get them into your lead flow. Tip number three that we're going to cover is how to nurture those leads and turn them into customers using automation. And this is really the key. How can you build a better relationship with people using automation? So it doesn't just stop there. You have to become the expert in your field, which you probably already are, but now you just need to broadcast it to the world. What are you good at? What are you best at? What are you the expert at? Think of yourself as that college professor where there's a couple people watching your YouTube videos, then 100 people watching, then 1,000, and then 10,000. You'll grow, become the expert in your field on video, and those people will learn from you. They'll start to trust you, and then they'll become a customer at some point, like a student eventually hires the tutor. So here's the flow right here. This is the exact flow that I've been using for our business, Automation Links. I create multiple YouTube videos a month, and we post them, but we also do all the SEO for them. So they not only show up on YouTube, but they also show up on Google search. And that's going to be super important here, because you might never show up on YouTube if your videos just aren't good. But even if your videos aren't good, you'll still show up on Google, which is key. Because then what you want to do is direct them to your landing page and your blog pages. So what we do is we take a video, we throw the transcriptions into something like ChatGPT, and it writes the blog for us. So now we're not only increasing our YouTube viewers, but we're also increasing our Google SEO on our website. Now from here, after they watch your YouTube videos, maybe they'll watch one or two and sign up. Maybe they'll watch four and five and sign up. I've had somebody come to me a couple years later. I've been watching all your videos. I'm finally ready to start my business. And that's really key here. So from there, you want to ask them for their email address. Once you get them on the email list, you can build a better relationship. You also want to ask for the sale right here. So as soon as they fill out the lead magnet, you want to ask them for the sale to become a customer so they know how much you charge and what you offer them. Now, if they don't decide to buy here, which most people don't, we want to retarget them. We are going to retarget them with social media posts, our emails that we send out, and also some really low budget ads. Now, if you do ads on the top of the funnel on YouTube or Google, you're going to be spending the most money. But you can do retargeting ads, just like Nike retargets you with shoes, for a much lower cost because they've already been to your website. From there, we want to send a couple more emails to build that relationship. And this is where we can really ask for the sale. Now they know you, now they trust you, and most likely they've learned from you. So now they're ready to buy. And that's going to really help your business run on autopilot by you just becoming the expert and the professor on YouTube. All right, you might be asking yourself, but I'm not comfortable on camera. I don't know how to make YouTube videos. Well, that's really the key here, is you don't have to actually get on camera if you're not comfortable with it, but I highly recommend it. Being on camera builds authenticity and shows that you are the expert and that they can trust you. If you don't want to do videos, you can also do this with podcasts, where you can just record yourself talking, use that audio for a podcast, and then you can turn that into blog posts. So where do you get started? Pretty much the first step is you want to find out what that thing is that you are going to be the expert on. Now, if you're already on YouTube, if you've already made videos, you already know what that is. But if you're just starting out, figure it out. What can you talk about every week for the next 3 to 5 years? Because that's really the key. It's going to take time, but eventually it'll run on autopilot and you'll be getting clients every day from YouTube, which is really key. Then you want to start posting some videos around that. You want to start getting comfortable with your videos. Every video, try to make it a little bit better. And this is where you're strictly just educating. Like I mentioned, you're the coach, you're the expert, you're the professor. You're going to educate them, give them value, and then you can ask for that call to action at the end. Then you want to be consistent. You want to show up at least once a week or once a month. I do 3 times a week, the more the better. But if you can only do once a week, it's better than nothing. So get started on that. Start teaching and educating your users and you'll be ready for stage two. All right, stage two is where you're going to actually ask for them to sign up for something. So if you're learning from me, I want to invite you to go to the description down below and you can get a free copy of this sheet. Simply click the link, you'll go to my website, you'll fill out the landing page form, and I'll send you this full sheet so you can use this as your guide. That's what you want to do for your customers. You want to be the educator, and then you want to say, hey, I have a cheat sheet for you. Go copy my cheat sheet by giving me your email address so I can follow up with you. And then from there, I'm going to give you some value, and I'm also going to keep teaching you. And if you are ever ready to buy or have an express lane to get all of this done for you, you can buy. And that's exactly what we do. People that come in from YouTube, we teach them how to set up a marketing funnel, and then they purchase from us for my team to just run it for them. So after they fill out the form, you want to give them that offer right away. So you'll see after you fill out the form, you can feel free to test it below this video. Fill out the form. You're going to go to a thank you page where we're going to give you what we promised, the YouTube marketing funnel as an example. And then you're going to see a page where you can actually purchase the course and schedule a call with me where we can do a consulting call. And that's what you want to think about for your business. What's something that is low cost, low barrier to entry that you can offer people on this landing page after they fill out the form? Of course, give them what you promised, but then you can offer for them to pay you or schedule with you. All right, last but not least, build a relationship with your leads. Most times people just allow somebody to come to the website and disappear. What you want to do is build a better relationship with them. How you're going to do that is you're going to be providing them with value through emails. So you want to send them strategically at least 3 automated emails to give them value, but also ask them to follow you on social media. So that way, that first email, you can say, here's your guide or whatever you signed up for, but you can also follow us on this channel, whatever you're the most popular on or where you post the most. I prefer asking them to subscribe to your YouTube. From there, they'll go back, subscribe to your YouTube. Then they're going to keep getting your videos. So not only are you going to follow up via email, but they're also going to see you on social media, which is super, super important. And if you want to really dive into it, we recommend running some really low cost retargeting ads. Usually recommend no more than $500 a month. And you could pretty much show your business, your brand everywhere. So if you watch this video and you go to my landing page and you fill out the form, you're going to be invited to follow me on social media, on YouTube and Twitter. You're also going to be getting a couple emails from me. Feel free to copy those as an example. And then you're going to see some retargeting ads from me on Google, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and even Twitter. That way, if you ever do want to become a client of ours, it's really easy for you to click that link and schedule that first call. All right, so what are you waiting for? It's time for you to start making YouTube videos for you and your business. What are you going to make those videos about? What are you the expert in? I'd love to hear from you in the comments what you're the expert in, what you're the professor for, and why students would hire you over your competitors. That's really the key. How can you stick out? What's going to make you different? Are you funny? Do you provide more education? Do you provide screen shares and actually step-by-step guides? Do you entertain them? There's so many different ways that you can become the expert that people remember you by, and then they're going to eventually subscribe, fill out the form, become a lead, and then a customer. Thank you again for watching this video. I hope it brought you a ton of value, and I hope to see you on the next video. And of course, go test out the YouTube marketing funnel in the link below.